Last year, get this, last year, Australia's table grape industry exported more than $500 million worth of grapes. That is a lot of grapes. It was a record for the industry, and it was the first time that a fruit commodity has ever reached that milestone of more than $500 million. With just a couple of months left in the national harvest this year, the industry says it's on track to equal that record despite all of the various challenges that are being caused by COVID-19. To learn more, I chatted to the Chief Executive of the Table Grape Association, Jeff Scott, who says the industry's just been really lucky.
We're going pretty well, given the circumstances. At the start of our season, it's when the coronavirus hit, and that was just prior to China New Year. And generally, that's part of our biggest air freight time period, where we can send a lot of small quantities in terms of air freights to China. And with the extension of the China New Year going for another week or so, things were slow to start with China. But that has certainly picked up now, and it's business as usual with China. Our other countries are going to date, have been going quite well. The demand has been very strong. Our exports have been moving out of the country quite freely, bar one country. But as time goes on, as we know, it's a fluid state. I did hear as of today that the Philippines were being shut down in terms of their port. Not so much shut down, but they've got no more space to land any more refrigerated containers. So there's a bit of a congestion there, which is holding up things a fair bit. But look, in the main, our exports have been very pleasing. In fact, they're basically on track to equal last year's record.
And that's around 220,000 tonnes?
That's national production is about 220,000 tonnes. Our exports is about 150,000 tonnes, worth about $555 million.
You mentioned there was one export market that wasn't quite right yet. Which one's that?
Yeah, look, we're having a few issues with Indonesia in that Indonesia require the importers in Indonesia to gain certain certificates from the government to obtain their quota. Now, as yet, we're struggling to have our importers gain those quotas from Indonesia, although we've been working very hard to resolve that. But at this stage, there's only been very few that have received the quota to import. So compared to last year, around about this time, we would have shipped maybe 350 containers, and to date we've only shipped about 60 containers to Indonesia. But we're very hopeful that issue will be resolved very quickly.
Everyone's hungry for information on how China is faring. A moment ago you said it's business as usual. What are you hearing?
From table grape point of view, the demand is strong. The demand hasn't slowed down. And we are shipping enormous amount of containers to China. You do hear of some aspects of China where there's very few people moving out and about, and there's not as a hustle and bustle as you would expect from some Chinese provinces. But 95% of our grapes go to Guangzhou, which is the southern part of China, and they are still operating as normal. So from our point of view, which is positive, China is as per every other year.
There are a lot of export industries at the moment facing huge challenges. The table grape industry seems to be tracking quite nicely. What are some of the solutions you've found, do you think, that maybe others can follow?
Oh, look, I don't think there's any solutions. I think we've been very fortunate in that at the start of the season, pre-season, we were very concerned about water and labour. This year, so far with water, we've been able to buy the water, albeit at a very high price. It's the growers are obviously going to have an extra additional cost of production because of that price of water. And there's been some changes to visa requirements and seasonal worker programs, which has allowed us to bring labour in. Now, all this occurred prior to all the shutdowns, lockdowns and isolation periods that are happening at the moment. So we've been fortunate from that point of view. But as I said earlier, it is a very fluid situation. To date, it hasn't affected us greatly, but that's not to say it might not change tomorrow. So the industry has been progressing very well. As I said, the demand has been very strong. We've been able to get our fruit out of the country. There was some initial concern about not having enough refrigerated containers come into Australia empty, but we seem to have overcome that problem. We've obviously lost our air freight because there's no planes going out of Australia.
You can't piggyback off the commercial airlines.
No, and the charter flights and the commercial airlines that may be going out are being taken up with other commodities which tend to afford to pay a higher price than table grapes. But table grapes is very fortunate that we can sea freight our product at very, very low temperatures. It keeps the fruit in very good condition at low temperatures, so everyone is now sea freighting.
So you're tracking pretty well, and in terms of the national harvest, what, you've only got a couple of months to go?
Yeah, we generally go through to the end of May, but this year's been maybe 2 to 3 weeks later in terms of our harvest period, so we'll probably go through to maybe mid-June, end of June this year.
That's Jeff Scott. He's the Chief Executive of the Australian Table Grape Association, Australia's table grape industry, at this stage on track to export more than $500 million worth of grapes, going gangbusters in uncertain times.